Mein Koch mein hier is a subject that's a special relationship with that has a special importance to me. So maybe we'll explain it a little bit better. We'll go into it a little bit more. I'm going to explain a little bit clearer the year that we're referring to over here, the year that the Torah wants us to have, which has as a prerequisite Chochmah. So last week we gave it as a formula form, and we said that the fear of lions, tigers and bears, and all kinds of other fearful, dangerous things, that you don't need any chokhmah for that. As a matter of fact, for most fears here, of heights, fear of lows, fears, tops, fears of bottom, most fears in the world, the more chokhmah you have, the less fear you're going to have. Fear not only, chokhmah is not going to bring you to fear, it's going to bring you not to fear. Right. What fear is it that we're talking about? Again, what fear is it that we're talking about, that you need chokhmah as a prerequisite? So as a formula we define, and we said that the general normal fears the level of the fear, the actual fear of a lion is not dimmi. The actual fear of a lion is because lions are quite dangerous actually. But let's give the example of a person goes to the zoo and he's standing next to the lion cage and the lion roars. And he feels fear. Well, what do you fear? The lion can't do anything to you. You can do more to the lion than he can do to you. The marshal that we gave of Chazal, a war is dangerous. But it doesn't become more dangerous because the other guy is shouting. Or because he's kicking his horse. Or because he's blowing a shofar. All of those processes are processes of having the nekuda of reality be overtaken and blown out of proportion completely by dimmi. Usually the effect of that will be that the problem, the real problem of having a lion or an enemy without fear, it's very possible that a person will be able to deal with it. The more chokhmah he has, the more koichas that he has. If he doesn't have that overpowering fear that's going to trap him, he'll use his koichas to apply himself properly and he'll do what needs to be done. If the dinyan comes in, to the degree that the dinyan comes in, to the degree that it's lack of chokhmah, then the fear will be escalated to the point that he may panic, he may run, he may completely be incapable of dealing with the subject of the clock. The formula that we gave, though, is that the year amitis is one where the year itself is a relationship with that I'm afraid of. While as fear of lions, both the real part of it and the 90% of those type of fears which is dimin, the 10% and the 90% of dimyan that goes together with it, all has one basic message to the person. The basic effect that it has is, I don't have anything to do with lions. I don't want to know about lions. I don't want to talk to lions. I don't want to go to see them. I don't have anything to do with them. As a matter of fact, if it would be up to me, I would eliminate them from the world. The least possible connection that I can have is a necessity from the fear that I have. The same thing with any fear that a person has. All of these fear of heights, fear of a closed room, fear of all the phobias and all that stuff, that's all dim. It's all dim. And that's why it's relatively easy to deal with that. Because if you get rid of the dim, the reality is always, you can always deal with heights. You can't deal with the dim in the heights. So if you can get a person out of his dimmi, right, then he'll be instantly cured because there was no problem in the first place. That's just dimmi. Right. But as long as he's under the influence, So he's not going to want to deal with Hayis. The fear is going to cause into his total separation. What we're looking for is to understand the type of a year that brings closeness. The type of a year that the year itself, right, it requires relationship. In order to attain even the understanding of that year, certainly the expression of that year, the Mishnah is telling us that's what it's all about. It's telling us that you must have Chochmah. Without Chochmah, it is impossible. The door is closed. You have no way of approaching such type of a year. And you can go ask all the people that you know that don't have Chochmah. In our circles, it's difficult to find. Everyone's story, they all have chokhmah. But if you find people, if you know somebody, right, that doesn't have chokhmah, and you'll ask him, your connection or disconnection, you'll say disconnection. That's good. Connections, you go to Av. But if you want year, that's disconnection. It's unrelationships. It's anti-relationship. Year is anti-relationship. Bichor Chochmah is an absolute necessity, there's an absolute requirement, it's absolute resultant. And that's how all years, all normal years that people deal with work. Starting point of the subject. All right, maybe we'll start this way, it'll be easier. We won't start, we'll start the end point instead of the beginning point. The end point. What wants to get us to the year is Chochmah. What's Chochmah? What's its job? What does Chochmah do? So simply put, we can say that Chochmah is that koach, that quality, that whatever word you like to use, that enables a person to attain a hasog of emes. You buy that? Accept that one? Is that right? Chochmah is the kinyan of emes. That's true on any level. If a person didn't know how much one to one is, then he learned mathematics, not that the one is two. So now he has a kinyan nefshi, he has a kinyan of chokhmah. A very low level, right? Same thing, all of the madoyim, all of the chokhmah sa'olam, they all teach us the emes of nature. All of the chokhmahs chitzonis, chokhmahs yibonis, teach us the emes of the olam chitzonis. Emes, chokhmah, teaches us emes. Vadai, there are, you can use anything. And there are those who are chochomim l'ro. They can use chochma as a tool of how to do anti-emes, how to do anti-social behavior, how to steal, how to... You can misuse anything. Right? But that's a misuse. That's not really called chochma. Chochma, in its essence, is something that reveals emes, especially that type of emes that chush can't bring. Part of Chochmah's job is that it enables us to know, understand, comprehend, come in contact with that is beyond what our chushim can do, either because somebody can tell him with process of Chochmah teach you about a zebra. Right? It's true, if you go see a zebra, you can go learn it all yourself. Right? But you haven't been in Africa lately, you're not intending to be. But through the process of Chochmah, right, we can fill in the limitations of Chush, that Chush only gets to the end of the room and the zebras are in Africa. Right? So Chochmah can overcome the physical limitations of Chush. But beyond that, much greater so. 99.99% of the world, Chush doesn't have any connection to. Chush can only, all of the Chushim, all of the five Chushim, can only come in contact with the most outer layer of existence. the physical world. The physical world is a little teeny dot on the bottom of the whole totem pole. Smaller than a period. It's a little thing. At the end is the end of all of the olamos of the Divine Shem's world. So all the way at the bottom of the pit, there's a little thing called Olam Hazeh. And Chush only works on that. This little thing that includes all the stars, you know, this big thing in the universe, all of whatever they call it, all of it, but it's all just this little bottom world. There Chush works. Anything that goes an iota beyond surface, Chush can't bring you. Can't do. I can't know. Let's take something non-spiritual, physical, but not scientific, right? Feelings. I can't, with Chush alone, come in contact with your feelings. With Chush and Chochmah, I can pick up the patterns of your expressions, the tones of your voice, the way you're standing, and you're angry. I can understand, and if I have some understanding what anger is about, I can understand what you're going through, understand where you're coming from, and what you're probably going to do, and what I should do. But with Chush itself, I can't get beyond the surface. All capability of going beyond the surface, that's Chochmah's job. And Chochmah has no limits. Chochmah has no limits as to the degree that anything can have no limits. And therefore it can bring a person to understand all that exists up to and including to a certain degree the Ribono Shel Olam himself. To that very particular certain degree called Torah. That Torah is the Chochmah Selukus that was Megalos, all that the Ribono Shel Olam knew, the Chochmosai, that a Nivra can't comprehend in Boyer. So Torah, in a capsule form, is total Chochmah, including all of the idea of Olam Hazeh, of Olam Yoter Gvoyim, of all of the world, of the relationship between Bari and Nivra, and of the Bari himself to the degree that he revealed himself to the Nivra. In simple, Chochmah enables us to know inner emes, inner truth, what really is going on. That very often, almost always, the world is a two-level world, where you have an outside form, an outside version, outside tepuchei zav b'maskei sekesis. The world is a world where the surface level can be one thing and the inner level could be something totally other. Chochmah gives us an inner insight and a capability of seeing beyond the surface.
The surface was Chush?
No, Chush relates only to surface. The surface is Teva. The surface is Okay, step two. That's Chochmah. So Chochmah is the teacher's emes, and emes is inclusive, especially of inner emes. Okay, now what's emes? It's a big machlokes. It's been going on for thousands of years. Two basic boti midrashos exist in the world. We probably discussed this 100 times, and we'll probably discuss it another 100 times. That's what it's all about. That's the basic, most basic subject there is. There are two Bote Medrashas in the world. And a person has to choose. One is called Avraham Avinu, and one is called Bilam and Hashem. We've talked about it 100 times. Talk about it again. The Yesod of the Shita of Bilam and Hashem. He has Tamidim. It means that there's a Shita, he teaches them this way. You're supposed to have Ayin Ro. That's the right thing to do. A person who doesn't have Ayin Ro is not Peseder. The same thing with all the other things that go with his Shita. Where does it come from? Very Bekitzer, we just want the kernel. The definition of Emes is, right, a person told you a story. If all of the facts that he said, including the details, are exactly corresponding to what actually took place, then the story is true. To the degree that there's differences between what was said and what actually happened, then the story is to that degree not true. So truth we can define very simply as the knowledge, the idea that you have, or the story, or whatever it is that you're talking about, the truth that you have, is in total correspondence to reality, to what really exists. The Bilum definition of Emes is defined by the Bilum definition of reality. And the Bilum definition of reality is Din. He will prove to you, like any beginning scientist can, that the world is a conglomeration of rules. And the more you know the rules, you know how to deal with them, maybe control them because you know how to use them, maybe be controlled by them, but to whatever degree you're in line, in control of, it's controlled of you, that's another subject, but the truth itself is the knowledge of rules. Rules translates as din, chok. This is the way it is. It's true on any level that you want, that the outside levels of the world, on any area that you're going to go to, in fact, they are correct. That the outside, the surface, the physical, the natural, teva, it's all thing. Chazal say, hateva is gematria elokim, the nature is a expression of the midas din of the approach. It's true in time, it's true in place, it's true in the rules of nature. Right? Time is the ultimate expression of exacting. Regardless of whether you're watching the worst or you're learning Torah the best, every 60 minutes an hour, right? No consideration. Doesn't matter. Every 60 minutes an hour. That's din. Din has no considerations. Nothing is taken into consideration whatsoever. There's no movement. There's no room for any. This is the way. This is a given. This is a fact. This is a rule. And there's not going to be any movement. Doesn't matter. But it's extremely important. Doesn't help, sorry. I really need another hour. Sorry. Everybody learns Torah and suffers from this all the time. They say, what do you mean the Seder's over? What do you mean? I didn't finish the Torah. Right? It's 7 o'clock. It's not 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock. I'm not going to help. Sorry. Seder's over. Anybody who ever got really involved in learning, right, has this unfriendly relationship with the clock. What do you mean? The time is up. You can stand up in the middle. Right? And it doesn't help. And the clock wins every time. There are ways. What? Can't beat the system, but you can cheat. Chazal call it cheating. He says you can steal time. You can steal. It's not going to help, but you can steal. So you have to look at the clock. But what's going to be? I don't know. But meanwhile, you learned the Taisus.
You're both
talented. It works out in the end. There are ways. There are ways of getting a. But it doesn't help. In the long run, I mean, basically, that's it. I mean, it doesn't move. That's it. I can't go into it right now. We're not learning the Mishnah. It's not so far. It's another year or two. it's nothing. It goes quickly. Let's just take the scientist or their understanding of emes. And this, again, you go to anybody without chokhmah, you ask them, what does emes mean? Right? They'll tell you knowledge of the rules. This is the way it is. It's all there. So most people's preconception of the concept of emes is that it relates to a strict, solid system that has no movement, leeway, or give. And whenever they deal with something, a world of feelings, for example, where things aren't so exact, so these emes people get problems, they have problems with it. What are we going to do with this? What are the rules of this thing? It doesn't happen. It doesn't seem to work. I can't put it into any block. Can't make a square out of it. It doesn't have some corners.
So right. Kill it.
That's one way. There are a lot of things you can do with it. There are different things you can do with it. Right? There are two places, two levels in the Anoga of the Rabbein Shalom that we're familiar with, that he told us about. I'm soaking, of course. I don't have to go into anything deeper than that. Okay? Where the Rabbein Shalom expressed to us clearly what emes is in his terms. Titin emes le'yakov. The lower form of emes is that level called Torah, called Yaakov, called Tiferes, call it as you wish. The third of the Ovos, Chesed, Lavon, Pachad, Yitzchok, and Titel Emes to Yaakov. Yaakov is Minas HaRachamim. That Koyach that enabled the world to exist, Afal Pi, that Bikish, was that he was shitav itoy midas harachamim. That koyach of chesed that intertwined with din together to produce rachamim is the koyach that keeps the world alive. It enables the world to be a world where yesh din v'yesh dayin. Din exists, but the world continues to exist and will be guaranteed to attain its tachlis. The higher form is in the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. The seventh of the Midas HaRachamim is Emes. What's Emes doing in Midas HaRachamim? Rachum, Chano, Emes? Emes is Rachamim? We always understood that rachamim means going beyond l'fnim Yeshuas Adin. And emes we understand as Yeshuas Adin. And here comes along the Torah and tells us no. That in Yud Gimel is rachamim. And the seventh, as explained in the places where they explain these things, just like you have, the seventh is called Shivim Kedoshim. The seventh is always special. It's always koilel to the six that come before it. Every seventh is the Shabbos to the week, right? Shemitah to the years. Every seventh is always a major, major expression. The totality of the Rachum, the Chanun, and all of Erech HaPayim, all of these big forms of expression of Chesed Elyon that are expressed in Yom Gemiras HaRachamim, if you want to package that all up together in one shot, all the first six, that equals Emes. Emes is that. Emes is strict reality. This is the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. That's what they teach in Beis Medrash of Bilam Arash. In Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu, it teaches a very different story. In Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu, everything is chesed. And that's why the Klai Yisrael starts from Avraham Avinu. Midas are chesed. That's why the Amunah starts from chesed. Why is it? So it's a very simple, simple, simple understanding. What we just say, what is Emes? Emes is coming in contact to be your ideas and reality to be fitting exactly, right? So if you're talking about physical reality, if you're talking about natural reality, then truth is being in conjunction with strict rules. If you're talking about the Rabbein Rishon's reality, the creation of the world that the Rabbein Rishon created, well then go ask him what he created. Well, he told us. Oilom chesed yibone. The starter of the world is kulei chesed. The tachlis of the world is kulei chesed. The world was started oilom chesed yibone, and the tachlis of the world is lehetiv im b'yoisa. Chazal expressed this, that tchilas ha-toyah gemilas chosodim, soif ha-toyah gemilas chosodim, lamdeinu shokulo gemilas chosodim. The world from beginning to end, the Rabbanim Shem has only one intention, has one basic pattern, one basic koyach, that's all of existence is based on. Chesed Hashem kol hayom, chesed kel kol hayom. Chesed Hashem lo olam ve'ad olam. Kol pesuk and a lot of pesuk. The real, the emes of what the Rabbanim Shalom is in his expression, what he gave over to the reality of Bria, the reality of Bria, the reality of Torah that comes us to teach us the Chochmah of being in line with that reality, is how to enable the Rabbanim Shalom to be mechased itonu chesed hagomol. In order, as we spoke about many times, I'll speak about it again. In order that the Rabbanim Shalom should be able to give the chesed hakol, the highest of all chesedim, he saw bechokhmosoi that the way that it's necessary is that a person has to earn bedin. Is chesed. There has to be an aspect of din also. But the din that exists in the world, all of the din that exists in the world, that is shoyish in the real reality, is all an extension, a byproduct, a necessity of the Rabbein Shalom's master plan of chesed. All din that exists in the world, all oinish that exists in the world, all yisurim that exists in the world. So right now, when we're in the middle of it, so you have to say, Boruch Dayin HaEmes. Emes, right? We spoke about this not long ago. But Lasid Lovoi, when we'll see what the truth, the inner truth of it all is that not only the beginning was chesed, and not only the end was chesed, but the process was also chesed. And lo sed lo avoy, we're going to say, atoy ve'ameitiv on everything. That's beyond us right now. But the emes is, chochmah, the Torah, enables us to know that the truth behind, the emes, behind all ra, not ra, all oinish, all yisurim, all that we don't like, is all koma dovid rachman v'tavu. It's all chesed. So here we can start hearing a person who is a normal, healthy human being doesn't like getting punished. A child, right? Ask any child who did something wrong, do you want to get punished? So there's no question that he's going to say, no, sir. No, thank you. He'll do everything in his possible to avoid punishment. But ask any startup machanech, anybody knows anything about chinuch, and he will tell you that one of the basic needs of a child is to be punished when necessary. On the surface, it hurts. And when he sees it coming, there's a fear. He tries to remove himself from the situation, backs up. But in the inner soul, the truth is that he wants the punishment because it gives him the building of a healthy world. It gives him the security to know that when he goes off track, somebody's going to set him straight. And how much you want to understand of that, it depends how deep you want to go into the things. But maspik lano, what Shlomo HaMelech taught us, a person who doesn't punish the child because the child appears to be afraid of the punishment, appears to be pained by the punishment, doesn't know what real ahava is all about. Because real ahava is no steerer whatsoever to healthy yearim. And every person, every father, or every child that experienced the real punishment knows and felt that although he tried to avoid it, he ran from it, he doesn't want it, he won't ask for it again tomorrow, but it caused a closeness between the child and the parent. And if you don't see it today, you'll see it tomorrow. Children didn't get any love, and those children didn't give any punishment. The children that weren't given the warmth, the support, the love that parents are supposed to give children, so that everybody understands, hopefully, should understand, that the child will grow up severely lacking. And there are known symptoms, there are known expressions of a child that went through childhood without warmth, love, support. The Pella, for those who don't have Chochma, is that those who didn't get punishment, those who were spoiled rotten, have the exact same symptoms. Sometimes worse. Because it's really all the same. The basic problem is that they have to live relationship. No love, or no education, no chinuch, are just two sides of the same form of no connection. A child, let's take a student, who knows that his knowledge, his understanding, his intelligence is limited. And his Rebbe's knowledge, intelligence, level of understanding is relative to him. All of the way the Chazal expressed the idea, to Talmud is always a difference of a whole different level. But the Talmud knows that the only way, best way, that he can attain level of Chochmah, level of Torah, is to go to the Rebbe and sit by his feet and learn. Now he's going to say his shir, and there's going to be things he doesn't understand. And it's a busha that he doesn't understand. He's going to have to ask. If you're not going to be willing to accept the busha of not understanding, then you're never going to understand. If a person wants to have his head straightened out, he has to be willing to get it beaten. A person's seichel is a raw product. If it wants to be refined, it's like metal, a sword. If you want it to be just so you get the general shape of a sword, you can't use that in combat yet. You have to put it in the fire and then take a big hammer and bang on it until it straightens out, becomes exactly the way it should be. So too a seichel ha'odom, the understanding of Torah, requires the punishment of going through mistakes and asking and being set straight and still not understanding, going back again, right? Being yelled at, being called names, right? With a Rebbe, with a Chavrusa, that's called Nechamta Shel Torah. Barz of the barz. There's no question that when a person knows that there's something wrong here, he doesn't understand the Torah is right, and he approaches his Rebbe, then he's sure that the Rebbe knows chat right in the Torah is. And when he goes over to him, he's going to ask this question, and he knows that if he's asking this question, it must be as a mistake, and he doesn't know. The probability is he's going to get it. Is that going to keep him from going to the Rebbe? But he's going to have a year. In every real education process, chinuch process, we have, in all levels, it can be a child to a father, but you can hear it the best in a Talmud to a Rebbe, that the yira, although he ducks, although he'd rather, he'd wish somehow we could get it without this, because there is a surface pain, there is a surface difficulty, but since it's as Shlomo Melech describes, like the Pasuk says, that any oinish that exists in the world, any yisurim that we go through, is all coming from Avinu of Arachamon, who is Reitze B'Toveseinu, who's Yoideya M'Toveseinu, and who gives us exactly what's good for us, even if it hurts. So even if we take the lower level of Yiras HaOinish, when you're dealing with the Rabbeinu Shalom, if you have the Chochmah that will be Megala to you, the Emes of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that Kuloi, Kuloi, Kuloi Chesed, Kuloi, that everything that the Rabbeinu Shalom does, both the Chesed and the Din, is Kuloi Chesed, then the Yira will be also a basis for a relationship. Just as the year of punishment is a basis of a relationship with our child, just as the year, maybe it's maybe an informed year, Sarimus to some degree, of a Talmud to a Rebbe is a basis of a relationship, so too the essence of a Nivra standing in form of the Bore and relating to him is here. That doesn't mean that there isn't a certain pain involved, that there isn't a certain feeling of you want to go back, like Klal Yisrael did in Matan Torah. Any yira puts a person to feel the distance. But Afal Pikein, it's not a yira that is trying to disconnect you, but it is a year that enables you to overcome the surface area of din and to accept whatever din is necessary to attain the ahava ha-nisteres that exists within all of the Rabban Yishalom's din. Emes, Borach Dayan Emes, even in din, we are mevorech, even when we can't be margish, we're not up to that level, we're not holding in the laws of lovay, when we can see the toiva ha-meitiv in the din, but we're mevorech Dayan Emes. We know that the din is a din Emes. Eze emes, the Rabban Yishalom's emes. Emes is rachem. Emes is chazdoi. Whatever he does is for our good. Kol ma'adov rachmona l'tavol. Without chokhma, then yira from lions and yira from the Rabban Yishalom will cause a person not to want to deal with him. And if I have to not do something that I want to do because the Vengeance is going to hit me with a lightning bolt, it may help that I won't do it. But the process of feeling restricted and not being able to do whatever I should feel that I want to do, without Chochmah, that Yira will want to cause me to feel a distance from the Vengeance. Will build a mechitza between me and Rabban Yishalom. Chochmah teaches us to understand and to see beyond the pain of the limitations, the difficulty of admitting that unlike Shitos Bila Marosha, I am not the center of the universe. The Rabban Yishalom is the center of the universe. There's a certain pain involved there. There's a certain something that a person wants to avoid. But with Chochmah, that Yira will teach him to bring to an alive relationship with the bench. The closer a person comes to having a real relationship with the Rabban Yishalom, the more he feels a Yira by it. But the more he feels that Yira, the more he knows that that's what's good for him. That's what he really wants. That's what he's looking for. Until the highest level, that David HaMelech says, Gilu Berodo. The Yira causes him a simcha. The more he feels that I'm coming closer to the Rabban Yishalom, I'm more aligned to his Ratzon, I'm more mevatel myself to him, the year itself causes him a simcha. Gilu berado. Yereisi b'teich simchosi, yisimchosi b'teich yeros. That's a high level. Not always can we attain that. Most of us can never attain it. Almost everybody can sometimes attain it. But the knowledge is enough that we can approach all aspects of Torah, including that that relates to the Yira, the Sheva Al Taisa, the Mitzvahs Loisa say, the limitation, the Mevatl oneself, the Mesiyus Nefesh, the Mevatl oneself, Mevatl Utsoin Lefnei Utsoinai. Even if I can't feel how good it is not to do what I want and have to do what the Rabban Yishalom wants, but I can know that that's good. Chochmah teaches us to understand that all that exists, even Oynish, certainly the limitations and the bittul to the Ratzon Yisbarach is my real Ratzon, which includes the concept of Ratzon Eino Lasei Tzitzonecha. Im Ein Chochmah, Ein Yira. Im Ein Yira, Ein Chochmah. The discussion that we started Chanukah, and that we can now have maybe completed the cycle, we can hear that there are two levels of existence. There's the Bilam level and there's the Avraham Avinu level. In the Bilam world, Chochmah and Yira are not friends. Chochmah doesn't require Yira. and Yira doesn't require Chochmah. They even don't get along very well. In the Avraham Avinu's world, in the world of the Emes of Chasda Yisbach, in the world of Kula Adam Chasda, in the world of what the real world is, then Yira and Chochmah are so intrinsically intertwined that the only way that we can express this dualism is a main Chochmah and Yira and Yira and Chochmah. Put together the tapes, right? Put together the understanding of what Chochmah looks like without Yira and what Yira looks like without Chochmah, and you'll get a picture of two different forms of humanity. Yeah, that's what it is, right? That's it. Atem nikra odom. Atem nikra odom. The real human being, the Odom Edmel Elyon, is that Odom that is built and taught in the Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu. That Odom in our Adoma, that all of his chochmah is to teach how to become more dirt, how to make dirt beautiful, everything that we discussed. That's what's taught in Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu. We have to know that we're under the influence. We've been in Golas Adam for a long time. Golas Adam is the actualization of the Shittas of Bilam. Adam, Edoin is Esav is Asiya. If he would have been B'tikunoi, so the Nasev Nishma would have been Esav's. Since he wasn't, so we have to took over that part of the world too. And the Esav, the Asiya of Esav, was actualizing the theories of Bilam. The Das, Temeya of Bilam, which is Oymed Keneged, the Das Tohor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Esav is that brings out into the world, B'maisa, all of the Shitas of Bilam. And Yaakov is that brings out, Yaakov Abono brings out into the world all that is taught in Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu. Yeah, you wonder the influence. We've been in Golas Adam for a long time. He manages in thousands of ways to stick us with his ideas, stick up with his basic concepts. On all levels, he gets us coming and going. And it's sometimes disappointing, sometimes discouraging that we see, another piece of Bilam. A person sometimes has the way he thinks things should be. And he thinks, oh, look how good I am. Especially when he has some area where he really has a quality. And then he takes his quality and he looks at the other fellow, and he sees he doesn't have that quality, and he puts him down. Yeah. Not where they, you know. So what kind of person is that? And he's going around saying, oh, see how good I am? And then we tap him on the shoulder and say, Bella, fellow, that's called Ayin Ra. That's Mr. Bilam. You're in the wrong place. And the person, but I was the good guy, and he's the bad guy. That may be true. That may be true also. But that reaction from the fact that you have a Maila, that's Bilam again. Wherever we turn, wherever we go, he has the Faneinu Machareinu. Faneinu Machareinu. So we have to misfollow. It's difficult. It's very difficult. The goal is Ruchni. For a person who has an understanding, a relationship with the world of Ruchnis, is as equally painful and difficult to stand as the physical, especially in when the physical world isn't all that terrible. In the last generation, where the physical Golus of Germany was at its sea, You'd have to be at an extremely high level to understand that the Ruchni's Golos was worse than the physical Golos. And the simplicity of it is that it was, and at that time the Golos was emphasized in the physical. But in times when things are relatively good, like in our generation, until further notice, then we have to know that the main difficulty of Golos is the Ruchni's difficulty. They try to get us coming and going from all sides, wherever we turn, in every subject, in every area of life. From the most interpersonal life to the most outer business life, to the way we deal with ourselves, the way we deal with our children, the way we deal with learning, the way we deal with Torah, we deal with the Baruch. That the Torah teaches us what Avraham Avinu brought into the world. The Torah gives us a step-by-step, exact, directional book. You want to be in Beis Medrash Avraham Avinu. You want to do Tzion Shemayim. You want to be connected to the Emes of the Ribono Shel'Olam. See, to the Emes of Yaakov is the Torah. You're small. You're not so brilliant. You didn't learn that much. You don't have to. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. Keep the Torah. Yeah, there are higher levels. The more you understand, the better. But anybody who keeps the Torah, should keep the Torah. Shmer, shmer, Torah, mitzvahs, Torah, mitzvahs, ki hi chochmosch. Anyhow, I mean, a person, like the Pasuk says in Devarim, that when Klai Yisrael, shmer, Torah, mitzvahs, then the chochmah, even if we didn't understand it, but when we do it, then even the goyim recognize, ki am chocham, ki mi goy chocham. That's exactly from the pasuk. No, there's a lashon chocham also. No, mi goy gadol is going on tefillah. Am chocham. What's the end of the pasuk? That. What do they do? Chocham eini go goyim. That what? Okay. Something like that. Yeah. Everything the Baruch Shem gave us packaged. Vadai, the more we learn, the more we understand, the better it is. But Vadai, Nasir Nishma. The first thing is keep the mitzvahs. The person is showing the time of the mitzvahs. It's Muftach Loi. Who Yetzei Me'agolos Lo'agolos.